Welcome, 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 everyone. This is your girl, Najin P. Lee, and this is the NLHT show right here on anchor.fm/NLHT. And I'm super excited because we have episode 12. We are hitting up episode 12 today. And this is the last episode for season one. Oh my gosh. So we're going to be wrapping up season one today. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with season two, really, really big, fresh, with really cool interviews, topics, and more. So get to typing, guys, because I want you to submit your questions, things that you would love me to talk about, dive into, and I want to really talk about things that's really going to help you even further on your spiritual journey and so much more. So, if you ready, like I'm ready, let's get this show started right this second. So, you know what we gotta do. Pay them bills, y'all. If you are an upcoming artist and have a song that fits our show and would like some airtime on our growing platform, hit us up at najimleestudios@gmail.com, or better yet, send us a voice message. Please include your name and your email address, and we will contact you right after the show.
बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया ना आए कभी दोनों में जरा भी फासले बस एक तू हो एक मैं हूँ और कोई ना है मेरा सब कुछ तेरा तू समझ ले तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के भी नहीं असर अब करता मेरी राहत तुझसे मेरी चाहत तुझसे मुझे बस यही रह जाना लगी है तेरी आदतें मुझे जब से है तेरे बिन पल भी बरस लगते बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया जो होवे तू दास मुझे देखे हंस दे तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के
तुझसे मिले तो सीखा मैंने हंसना आया मुझे सफर में ठहरना मैं तो भूल गई दुनिया का बताया जब से तुझे जाना है तू ही दिल जा मेरी अब से जिक्र तेरा ना जाए मेरे लब से बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां बसाऊं तेरे संग में अलग दुनिया जो हो है तू दस मुझे देखे हंस ले तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले तो सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के
प्यार तेरा वो तैयार तू ले आ
Welcome, welcome back, guys. This is Najm P. Lee, and if you don't know, I am with NajmLee.com. This is our NL Healing Temple of beautiful services that we offer, so check us out over there and book yourself a session. We have something special going on right now, which is Reiki Healing. Buy one, get one half off. OMG. Where are you going to get that? Only right here with NajmLee.com, and I've the link below because we are on an awesome app called Set More app where you can easily book for this particular special right now. All right, so let's get into the show. This, we're going to be talking about what's it going to take, because since we are wrapping up episode 12, season one today, I really wanted to end with something thoughtful, something where you can take it and work on it within your own life. And oh my gosh, and also entering into April, the whole spring, like really diving into spring. And I want you guys to really take a moment and clear out the guck that's within each and every one of us, because it is time for some spring cleaning. Won't you agree? And with spring cleaning, everybody looks on the outside, you know, oh, I gotta clean my house, I gotta get rid of all the extra stuff that I don't need anymore, you know, like clothes, jewelry, you know, linens, shoes, winter stuff, every single thing you can think of. Maybe you want to change the car that you have and get a new car, and so much more. Like, it's time to clear out the house. But I want you to also clear out your inner house, you. And most people don't want to do that. And I need to ask why. Like, why are people so afraid of looking at themselves in the mirror and looking within themselves and taking that guck out? But you know what happens? Most people, what they want to do is look at themselves when they're getting dressed, put themselves together. Well, some people, you know, other people I've heard, you know, it's a hard thing for them to do to even look at themselves in the mirror, even while getting dressed. But one thing I'm looking at and I want to talk about is when we look at ourselves within, yet we are complaining about things not working in our lives. And the two just don't go together. Like, I really want us to take a step back and look within and have a really honest, truthful discussion with yourself. And the only way that we can move to the next step or know what to do next is when we take a step back, or a few, and really assess ourselves, assess our behavior, assess how we treat others, and then expect to be treated in such a better way if we are dishing out treatment that is not nice to other people, but yet we are expecting to be treated nice by those same other people. It doesn't work. It really doesn't. And I want us to really, you know, take a look at that. Like, why is our behavior, why are we allowing our behavior to be like that? Why? And I also want us to really dive in and pull it out. You know, something that I can remember when I was studying Ayurveda, and my guru at the time, she said something to me in regards to my illness, right? And if you guys don't know, I have sickle cell anemia, SS, and I was born with that. And so at the time, I was really, really frightened and scared of the pain because the pain is excruciating, it's actually deadly. Most sicklers will die, well, let me rephrase that. A lot of sicklers or people with sickle cell do die from a sickle cell attack. And because of the excruciating pain, the blockages that it creates in the internal organs and so forth. So there was a point where I was in the lunch area and everybody was gathered around and talking, and she turned around and she looked at me and she said, "You know what? You are afraid to face the truth about your illness." And I was like, "Huh?" She was like, "Yeah, you are afraid to face the pain." Like she said, "What would happen if you faced the pain, Najm? What would happen if you stood there, turn around instead of running?" Running meaning quickly going to a pill or quickly stopping what I'm doing and, you know, trying to avoid feeling. And she said, "What would happen if you just went down the hole and you go through it, like you face it one-on-one?" And it had me thinking, because I was like, I never looked at it that way. I never thought about it that way. I never knew that I was doing that. You know, I didn't realize the magnitude of what I was doing. Others was actually picking up on that. That fear that I had of facing that particular demon in my closet. You know, the darkness, the amount of stuff that we pile up in our closet or under the rug and we act as if it's not there. And so I was dumbfounded, and she said, I want you to try that. I challenge you to do that. And I love challenges, so I took on the challenge. And it was terrifying. Yeah, I went through the pain, but I said, "You're not going to win." Like, I actually had a conversation with my illness. I was like, "You're not going to win. No, you're not going to take over. Nah, you know, you're not going to stop my life. Nope, I'm going to fight. I'm going to stand up against you. I'm going to clear you out." And part of that was looking at how I was eating, looking at how I was treating myself, looking at how I was treating my others around me. Because everything is a reflection, because we are the universe. We are a part of the universe, as the universe is a part of us. So what we do is a mirror reflection into the universe. So it reflects right back to us. How you behave is how the universe will behave back to you. How you treat others is how the universe will treat you. How you serve others is how the universe will serve you. Everything that you do, your thoughts, how you have been behaving and acting, whether you take responsibility or not for your own actions, the universe actually is going to replicate that and be like, "Okay, you don't take responsibility? Fine, I'll reflect that back to you." You know, every single thing that we do is reflected back to us. So in order to change the trajectory of that, we have got to put in a new software, a new thought, a new seed, a new creation. And how do you do that? Well, we're going to get back into that right after this, so stay tuned with me. Najm Lee's Healing Temple is a learning and healing space to experience health, wellness, spirit, and blissful magic. Offering great services in meditation, intuitive readings, spiritual advice, and Reiki healing. Go experience Najm Lee's Healing Temple by booking a session today. go to www.najimlee.com. That's www.najimlee.com. Welcome back, welcome back. This is NLHT Show, guys, and we are about to dive into the second half of our show, and we're talking about what's it going to take for episode 12. We're wrapping up season one, and what's it going to take? And I want to leave you with this and really go through the things that it's going to take to change your situation, to evolve, to raise farther. On your spiritual journey, on your life journey, your life path. And so what's it going to take? How do we change the trajectory of these particular stale patterns? And I was talking about we need to plant a new seed, a new software. And in order to plant a new seed, a new software, you've got to make a decision that you will plant a new seed within yourself and you are going to tend to it, meaning you're going to water it, you go to speak to it, you go to give it sunshine, you go to give it every single thing it needs, love, attention, care, you know, you're going to cut out the weeds when it's trying, when weeds are trying to cover it, blockages, basically. You're going to do every single thing necessary for that seed, which is you, right? And so you're going to work on yourself. It's the same thing. You're going to sit with yourself. You're going to go through and ask yourself, what's going on? What am I avoiding? What is it that I truly do not want to face? What truths about myself I do not want to face and why? And I want you to sit there. It doesn't matter if it takes you 20 minutes, 20 hours, 20 days, or 20 years. You got to do it. Period. Period. There's no if, ands, no buts. There's no magic gadgets, no tools of some special magical. This is about you sitting and facing you. Period. That's how it works. You got to face yourself. That's the first and foremost, because you are the instrument that needs to work in order to sound and be beautiful in this world. It takes you. It don't take other people. No pointing fingers at other people and thinking, oh, because of my parents, this is the way I am. Oh, because of, you know, what I went through with my boyfriend, this is the way I am. Oh, because like I went through a bad relationship, this is the way I am. Oh, you know, and so forth. No, 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 no. The time is now to sit and look at you. What are you doing? What are you not taking responsibility for? What are you not choosing to change within your life? What are you making excuses for? What are those excuses? It is time to write those down and delete them. Stop the excuses. There's no such thing as I'm trying. There's no such thing as I can't. There is no such thing as that. It's either you do or you don't. Yes or no. There is no maybe. There's no middle ground. It's either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. And I'm going to tell you, when you do it, your life changes because it takes a serious decision. Once you make a serious decision in the universe takes you up on that and meets you halfway. All right, she's ready. Your guides and everything come around. All right, she's making moves. We are going to help her on the other side. Your ancestors as well, they step in. Everybody steps in because they are genuinely loving you and loving what you are trying, and no such thing as trying, what are you are doing with your life, what you have decided to do and are acting upon it. All right? There's no woe is me syndrome. because they can't handle that whole "woe is me" syndrome. Like, that doesn't exist. It's either this is what we're gonna do, or I guess this is not what we're gonna do. It's that. That's it. It's either left or right, or we're gonna go straight. Which one? Which one do you want to go? Which one do you want to do? What have you decided? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice? Meaning, are you going to sacrifice your pride? Meaning, put your pride away? Are you going to sacrifice the excuses? Are you going to stop blaming others? Are you going to take responsibility? Are you going to pick up yourself and say, I'm working on this, I am working on that, I am doing it every single day, and I am grateful for it. Gratitude, oh my God, I can go on and on about gratitude, because I really believe gratitude is one of the major golden keys in this universal realm. Gratitude, this love, this experience that gratitude brings into people's lives when they are grateful, truly unbelievable grateful, that humility within themselves, you know, and working truly on themselves and not acting as if they are too prideful that, you know, they can't do certain things or it's hard. I don't like hearing that whole terminology of, it's so hard. I hate that. My whole thing is that because what I've gone through in my life, what I know, what I deal with on a daily when it comes to stabbing pain that is constant, it's like someone stabbing you in your chest or in your back. They're invisible, but they have a knife and they are stabbing you over and over and over and over throughout your day. And it's painful. If anyone has been stabbed, if anyone's been shot, if anyone been stabbed by a pencil, and that initial pain is just like out of this world, then you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So take times that to 100, where it's just over and over and over. That's what I deal with on a daily. So when someone says to me anything about something is hard, difficult, impossible, or anything like that, I'm like, and so what? Are you going to quit? Are you going to stop yourself? Or are you going to be like an ant and keep chipping, 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 chipping away? You gotta keep going. Are you going to keep going? Are you going to keep doing it? Are you going to keep, you know, chopping down that wall? Are you going to keep at it? I want you to really look at yourselves. I want you to really look within, because looking within is a part of that growth of self-love for yourself, like true self-love, you know, where you're just not going to make yourself get away with things, that you're going to look at it and decipher what's going on, and you're going to change it immediately. You're not going to linger. You're not going to say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it next week. Oh, I'll start next month. Oh, you know what? When my birthday comes, I will begin then. No. No, 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 no. It's time to start now. What's it going to take? It's going to take for you to start now. What's it going to take? It's going to take for you to start now. And something that I can remember, because I have been homeless before. I know what that is. I know what it means to be homeless or to be without, and your mind is scattered all over the place and you are constantly worrying. And I have to thank this girl. I can't remember her name at the moment because this was so many years ago. And I met her when I was in transitioning. And she was just a gold mine. And she gave me a set of tapes on a USB. And she gave it to me. She said, I want you to listen to this every single day. And I think she helped me get a notebook. She got me a notebook and a pen. And every morning, like clockwork, I was doing this every single morning. And I was following Brian Tracy. That was the tapes, yeah. Brian Tracy tapes. And I had to think, just to hear his voice in the morning at the time was amazing. And it was strategies on my mindset, working on my mindset, working on it every single day. And yeah, some days I was like in the beginning fluctuating, but then I really got serious. And I said, okay, nothing is stopping me. I can actually do this. I can do this in the morning time. I'll wake up and I'm going to commit to it. And I did. Every single day, he said, write down 10 things you're grateful for. Write down 10 things that you desire to have in your life. Write them down every single day. And you're going to say them out loud like a mantra. And I did that. I wrote down 10 things I'm grateful for every day. And I wrote down 10 things that I desired in my life. 10 things. I wrote them over and over. And each day it would be different because you weren't allowed to look at what you wrote before. So that you get into your mind, getting into a sequence of letting go what's really not making sense. And really focusing on what exactly it is. So it's like your mind deciphering and filtering through and getting to the main point of what it is that you want. It's a great exercise. And I did that every single day, every morning. And I would then take my daughter and me to the mall. We'll walk around or we'll go to the park or go to the mall or anywhere we gotta just to get out and do. And thank God I was in a warmer climate at the time. And we did this and I worked on it and it helped. And it was something that I go back to when I noticed that I really need to do that. I work on it. And I've gotten, better techniques on things and adding them and evolving my technique and working on my visualization, working on my dream board and working on it, focusing my mind. And I don't think about the negative. It's learning how not to think about the negative so that you are always putting the feeling out, the emotion out that's positive, the desires that you want so that it ignites. It takes about 17, 18 seconds a day of pure, real happiness and excitement to eject into the universe and for the universe to eject it back to you. Boom. There you go. There's a golden key. So what's it going to take for you to really turn your life around to where you want it? Whatever project it is you're working on, or career, or relationship, family, whatever it is, look at you first and go through what it is you need to change within yourself. And then what happens is the universe is going to change the world around you. Just like that. So practice that today, guys. Let me know in the comment section. Voice me up with a comment or email me at najimleestudios@gmail.com. Let me know. I would like to hear your feedback about today's show. I'm super excited because I'm about to go do my writings right now too and get mine going on as well. I write every day. I look at things every day. I visualize every day. I work on it several times throughout the day, not just once. especially several times throughout the day. I check in on myself. Where am I at with my feelings, my emotions? How am I down? If I down, okay, we need to bring it up. We need to bring my levels up. I need to get more excited. I need to be more happier. I need to see, delete what's going on. What's not making any sense? Okay, we're not gonna talk about that no more. And whatever it is, I talk to myself throughout my day and I visualize throughout my day and I check in with myself, my mindset throughout the day, and so can you. All right, guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for hanging with me, rocking with me for season one of the NLHT show. We're gonna take a little break in between, do some recordings, get some new stuff for you guys, and we're going to be back with season two. Very soon, I'm going to be making an announcement. All right, so look out for it. Go back and re-listen from episode 1 all the way to episode 12. Let me know which ones was your favorite. Give me some feedback. I would love to hear from you. And thank you so much for supporting me on season 1. And we're about to slam dunk it for season 2. Oh my God. I'm so excited. All right. I love you guys so much. Have an awesome, awesome April. And we'll be back soon. I can't wait to announce when we're coming back. So I'm trying to be cool with this, like not spill the tea, spill the beans or whatever. But enjoy April. We will be right back with season 2. All right, to learn more about me, go over to najimlee.com. And to support, all you gotta do is donate. Listen out for that commercial. Donate for us today. Help us with this movement of bringing spiritual, juicy topics that will uplift your life today. I love you guys. Have a great, great day, evening, morning, wherever you are. And I'll talk to you in very soon. And we are out. Did you know you can support our show with a monthly donation? That's right. Please support our growing podcast, The NLHT Show, a place to discuss spirituality and daily steps of living as spirit. You can donate a monthly basis to help us produce weekly podcasts and sustain it. You can do 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, or even $9.99 per month. Whatever you give, we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Namaste.